Radio.com. Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. TobeAccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. Everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country,
welcome everybody to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much for being able to tune into the show. We are sure to have a really great hour today, so make sure that you have got your self-situated in and you're ready for just a fun hour with the ladies. We have with me today my co-host and guest co-host. I'm blessed to have Vicki Christensen back. She is feeling much better today, and I'm just glad that she's gotten over that flu. Vicki, are you there?
I am, Becky. Looking forward to a great program. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad that you're here with us today. And then we also have, I'm just so excited because this is just total girl hour today. We have Donalyn Quintana, CEO of Western Wishes, and our guest co-host. Donalyn, are you there?
I am. I'm excited to visit with Myra.
Well, it is going to be fun, fun, fun. We are, for those of you who are listening, be sure to, you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/4, and that's F-O-R-E, radio.com, so blogtalkradio.com facebook.com/4radio.com, and you can find us there and listen to us online from any tablet and cell phone, anything that says smart before it. You should be able to log on and listen through the internet. Or you can always call in to 347-857-3760. Now, the unique thing about this is if you're listening to this Monday evening, we are actually pre-recording today because we've got some vacations coming up and some just some scheduling conflicts. So we are doing this show live now and bringing it rebroadcast on Monday. So if you're listening and you're wanting to call and talk in, unfortunately, tonight you're not going to be able to. But please be sure to comment on our Facebook page and leave us anything that you thought about the show or anything you want us to know or anything you'd like us to get to our guest. And we'll make sure that she gets all that information from the show. But we're excited tonight to welcome to the show, or today rather, a friend of ours that is truly, truly Western and rodeo and cowgirl to the core. She has been in the Northwest for many years. She is a singer. She's a songwriter. She is a former Miss Rodeo Washington, and she also is a radio personality on, I believe it, and I'll let her tell you more about it, but it's Court Radio in Grangeville, Idaho. And we are very excited to welcome to the show Myra Pierce. Are you there, Myra?
Yes, thank you. Hey, girlies, cowgirlies, thank you. It's exciting.
Well, we welcome you to the show tonight, and it's going to be, or I keep saying tonight, we're actually recording today, and it's just going to be fun. We did this when we were in Vegas. We all recorded live while we were down there and rebroadcast it on the show, and that was always fun. So we're just going to sit around and visit. I first want to say really quick thank you to all of our sponsors, Trace Rhea Silver, A Cowboy Up Energy, Trinity Wellness, ToBeAccountable.com, B&B Remodeling, a higher scent, thank you. The Ambassador Program, without you, we wouldn't be able to bring the show to our listeners. A little bit about who we are. If you're not listening, we are all about empowering and elevating the everyday cowboy and cowgirl who love God, who love country, and love the Western way of life so that we can bridge the gaps between generations past and present to keep the heart of the American cowboy alive. So that's what we're all about, and that's what we're going to be visiting with Myra about. So, Myra, would you please, for a few minutes, give us a little history about Myra Pierce and how she came into the country way of life and all about what you do and where you are and why you love being country.
Oh, my goodness, all of that is in that show. thank you so much. It's such a blessing, and I'm so honored to be here with you girls. And Donna Lynn, I haven't talked to you for a while, and Alice and I were working with you a few years ago with the Western Wishes Program, and Vicki. I got to tell you, my niece has Bella Fossum has a dozen buckles that you guys make, and Becky, this is so cool. Got to say, you know, you girls, congratulations. And about myself, it's really hard for me to talk about myself. I've been on radio all morning from 5:30. I got up at 10. I drove out here. I just pulled into the barn, and I pulled up right next to this pile of manure here. I thought, it's so beautiful. I started smelling my. But I got to pull away from that corral number 5, even though it's my favorite scent, okay? And cowgirlies understand that, I'm sure. So, anyhow, I was born and raised in Eastern Washington in Moses Lake, and always had horses and some cows, and my folks got into Simmental business back in, I don't know, probably early 70s, and started picking and grinning with a guitar when I was about 13. Always playing cowmen's, you know, gatherings and potato conferences and whatever. So I've been doing that forever. Just got an agent early on. Always thought I was old Patsy Cline. You know, I'd look in the mirror and sing with my hairbrush, and like every country singer does, I guess. But it is hard to talk about myself because I interview people all the time, and I like to ask questions. And so I'm in Idaho right now on the ranch looking at a very dirty stud. His name is Busy Cashing in Dreams. Cool name, huh?
That is a cool name.
Yeah. So I'm going to brush in later on. My daughter, Allison, is coming down here. She says, Mom, it's going to be 62 today, so we're going to get after it, try to clean them up a little bit. They all need it. They're in a lot of them have just had a lot of rain. We're blessed with that, for sure. But anyway, thank you. I have the radio show going on now, Myra in the Morning. It is KORT 92.7 FM, 1230 AM. And the radio station's been here probably, I don't know, maybe 50 years. So I've kind of taken it a little different direction. And I'm, you know, I feel the Lord has led me to do that. And since I like to yak and talk, it comes natural for me, of course, to write songs, sing, and play other people's music and try to, you know, glorify God with it, with this position now. So anyway, go ahead. I'm going to ask you some questions now. What's the weather like, girls?
Oh, you know, wait a minute, Myra. This is Vicki, and it's sunny in Texas, but you're here so we can learn all about you. So you can ask a couple of questions, but, hey, after that, it's all about you, Myra. We're so happy that you've joined us. You have a great, rich cowgirl heritage to share with everyone.
Well, and this
you.
Is Vicki, too. And I know that I got to tell you, we talked. When did the three of us talk previously? Wasn't it back in February?
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I think
and
it
we
was.
We. Yeah, and I was actually headed, Myra, to your hometown, Moses Lake, and my goodness, we talked and talked and talked and had church and did all those fun things, all in a matter of just getting to, you know, well, for me, getting to know you and Aunt Vicki and you connecting from some old times. So. Well, I shouldn't say old times because you guys are still young spring chickens. So, anyway.
I'm glad you corrected that. She would have been in real trouble, huh, Myra?
I saw those boots. The first time I saw on Facebook your show, I went, whose boots are those? I want those boots because I think they're so. Okay, are they yours, Vicki?
Actually, those boots came out of, I have a blue pair like that, but I used to have a store, One Trick Pony in Llano, and when it was open, I carried Correll boots, and I loved those red boots. And Vicki is the one, Myra, that really went back and said, hey, those red boots are talking to me, and she chose that.
Way
yeah,
to
yeah.
go. I do love, I love my boots, too. I've got quite a collection. Actually, Allison, my daughter, was... Miss Rodeo Montana 2013, and she acquired lots of great pairs of boots, but we don't wear the same size. And then I have a daughter in Nashville who's a singer, a little actress down there, and she's a size smaller and Allison's a size bigger. So here I am stuck in the middle. I can stumble around, kind of look kind of funny, like the toes on them, like ducks, you know, when you walk to the little swipe alleys a little bit, you know, and just temporarily say, this goes good with this outfit. And then I'm, like, looking at the toes and going, oh, this isn't right. Something isn't working.
Well,
and
Myra,
I'm so happy that I don't have to wear them.
Well, hey, boots are great. But, Myra, here is something that I find especially interesting, and that is the fact that you're a former Miss Rodeo Washington, and your daughter was Miss Rodeo Montana. You know, and I know that, you know, there's probably been several mother-daughter combos in the past, but you don't find that very often in the history of the Miss Rodeo America pageant. I mean, that what a fun, fun thing to share with your daughter.
Oh, my. It was amazing. Amongst all of that joy and being overjoyed with that, girls, it was a really sad thing because towards the end, after about 6 months into it, I was so proud, of course, and like all mothers are, but with her children, and she's a believer, and she has a little round pin ministry now and had done a lot with boot camp with young ladies, and to be rodeo queens and just in general, she really set, you know, raised the bar on so many things that she visited with these girls about the importance of your faith first, you know, your family, your career, you know, keeping your priorities right, which I was so proud of her. And then when her back, I mean, she had been bucked off a couple times, but when the surgeon said after the MRI that you have to quit riding for 6 months, and there we were getting ready, planning on, you know, everything for Miss Rodeo America, so, and I was like in shock, like, we're not, what? You know, and maybe for myself, I was, you know, maybe I wanted it for her more than she even did. I don't know. You know how that goes. I was so proud,
right.
And that's the way parents are. And so I was like, oh, no, your health's the main thing. You get on that horse, young lady. No. Not really. Really not like that. But, you know, it's like she didn't ride for 6 months, and she couldn't. And now she's gotten back in the saddle a little bit. Little teeny baby steps she's making. She will have to have surgery. Hopefully not. We pray not. But that was really cool. And when I was at Miss Rodeo America the year before with her, for her to, you know, check everything out and participate in some things as the up-and-coming girl, I did meet a lady that was at a booth who had a daughter working with her. And I think they had both been Miss Rodeo, I'm thinking Nebraska. Now, Donnellan, you might know who I'm speaking about.
I don't know. I can't remember.
But that was neat. And they were mommy daughters. And then I was like, oh, how cute. And then, you know, with my other daughter that's in Nashville, which I talk about her all the time on the radio. I'm sure people get sick of hearing me talk about it. But I always thought, you know, if we could record together, which we have a little bit, and be like the Judds, and they could call us the Buds.
Oh, that's not Myra.
Yeah, Myra. But just to kind of, you know, make light of it, because I you know, you just want so much the very best for your kids, and you don't know, you know, your steps are ordered by the Lord, and you have, you know, we have our faith, and we want to be bold. At the same time, there's so much heartache and heartbreak in the world, and for me to complain about that, I guess would sound really kind of petty, but she did not get the opportunity to run, but she's doing some amazing things right now with her cowgirl ministry. So,
well, this
you know,
is
I was told her that, I told her that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, this is Don Lynn. Hey, I know that Allison graduated from Montana State, and she's a great writer. So she did, remember when she did something for us and she met Tuff Cooper at some Montana,
yes.
And I can't.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And what a sweetheart. You raised a wonderful girl. So, yeah, really
thank
great.
Thank you.
Really
I was sharing with a good Tuff's mom. She was like, well, we pulled up there. She was, at the time, I think, Red Lodge Rodeo Queen. And we, you know, visited with you, Donalyn, about her writing an article. And
yep.
And so Sherry's mom, she's like, I'm going to get him out of that trailer. He's had enough sleep. And he needs to come out here and you can do that interview. And she's just cleaning up around there and the rodeo ground. He's got the big, you know, rig. And she's cleaning them. And they're like, I'm looking at right now going, there's the backbone. Now take a look at the mother. I say to my girl, it's mothers,
oh,
you know.
Oh,
really. Really, yeah. So he came out kind of sleepy-eyed, and they did the interview. It was great, and thank you for that. It was really fun.
Well, Myra, we're about 15 minutes into the hour, so we're going to take a quick break and do a station identification and our commercial break, and we'll be right back. And we want to talk with you and hear about all your music and more about what this ministry your daughter's doing, and we'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to welcome you to the show. If you're listening in, there's two ways to listen. Go to www.blogtalkradio/4radio.com, or you can always call in 347-857-3760. If you missed the broadcast, you can always go to our website at www.shesgonecountry.us. and click on our Blog Talk Radio show page. I think it's the second page on the website, and you can pull up any of our archives and listen to any of the past episodes. And be sure to find us on Facebook at She's Gone Country with Becky. Always look for the red booth. That is a sure sign that you're in the right direction. And be sure to leave us comments and let us know what you're thinking of our show, any input. We always appreciate it. So thank you again for all of our listeners and all of our supporters and sponsors out there. We have been visiting this hour and today with a friend of the Northwest and of rodeo and of country music, and she has just been a blessing to me in the short time that I've gotten to know her. We are visiting with Myra Pierce, and she is from Greenville, Idaho. She's a former Miss Rodeo Washington. She's a singer-songwriter, and she is a radio personality in Greenville, Idaho, on her radio station down there. So welcome back, Myra.
Hey, thank you. I'm so honored to be here with you girls today. I'm coming off my high a little bit. I'll start talking a little slower. I've had this morning about 2 pots of coffee. I go up to the station at 5:30. Then I make the coffee, then I start, oh, I can't, how am I going to get through this? You know, and then a couple cups, ooh, I'm, there we go, take a deep seat, you know, let's ride. I'm so a little high from that. If I get the giggles, I said, today, this fresh roast, I'm like, what they put in this? I had the giggles so bad, and I started playing funny songs.
Oh, gosh.
I love playing funny songs.
Well, Myra, this is Vicki, and hey, I know, I remember, you must do, you have the morning drive, and I guess that's what they still call it in radio lingo. So I was familiar with that from my days at KXTC in Gallup.
Oh,
but what a pleasure to have you, Myra. Tell us, Myra, you know, I'm really intrigued about where can we find, you know, some of your CDs and some of your music, because I wish you had your guitar with you right now. You could sing for us.
I would. I actually have it in the trunk. I usually haul it around. I was, thank you for asking that. Yes, the CDs are available at CD Baby, I believe, and I know that for sure. Amazon, iTunes, all the outlets, you know, where independent music is sold. And anymore, it's almost all independent. The music business has changed so much. So, and also my website, which is under construction. Or I put something, I said something today, it was under, maybe it's not even, I don't know, they're still working on it, reconstruction, and I thought, yeah, I want that facelift thing that Debbie Boone is on there talking about. And the guy was like, we're talking about your website, ma'am? I went, I know, but still, I want, never mind, okay. So you can find them at MyraPierce.com sometime here shortly. But I don't know what it is about that kind of thing. It's the music takes on, I mean, every one of these songs that's on the Ghost of Yellowstone, that is the most recent thing I recorded, it's just a little snapshot in time. And so you think a little time goes by, and I self-promoted a couple of them while I was raising my daughters out on the ranch in Montana, and would promote records up to, like, I don't know, one got up to number 2, I'll brag now. But anyhow, and the guy goes, how did you do it? Would that cost, you know, you like a fortune? I'm like, no, it didn't. That was when we could have a grassroots approach, approach to promoting the music ourselves. So I'm working on a gospel project right now, which I'm really excited about. And
Yay.
It's really hard sometimes. I put a gospel record or 2 songs on a pretty much traditional country CD. And then people, when I did this, was invited and performed at a women's all-day women's retreat, Christian retreat, they'd say, well, are there, is this Christian? You know, is this a gospel record? I'm like, well, I'm working on that, but it has. So, well, and it's kind of like, Lord, I'm almost half embarrassed. You know, I'm like, well, just don't listen to that one song, number 8. You know, it's like country music, she's gone country. I mean, think about it. It was all the stuff that I'm saying I won't play on radio anymore. I'm not going to play that tailgate, drinking deal, you know, all the stuff on and on and on. But Merle Haggard, I mean, he personified all of that, and I love him, and he just got a huge award, and so the kids are still doing the same thing. And so if there's any of my music out there, you know that, I mean, I almost all positive country songs are what I do anyway, but there are some that I love that are really heartfelt, and they are things that people lived, and it is the music that, you know, it's what we've lived in life, and other people that can relate to it, pulls on our heartstrings. I'm really in a reminiscent mood lately. I'm thinking about my mother, who I lost in 99, and playing a lot of songs that were her favorite. So I have a lot of freedom with the station, obviously, which I'm really thankful
and, you
for.
Know, Myra, this is Becky, and you commented on that. You said you've been doing a lot of reminiscing lately, and I can appreciate that, and I can empathize with that, because I have been, too, with, you know, this time of year being when Grandpa passed away, you know, 7 years ago, and I know Aunt Vicki does, and we communicate a lot this time of year and just reminisce and think back, and I also think it's important, because that's a lot of where the heart of the show came from, is there's something in this culture today, and I think you would agree, that's just missing. And it's not to anyone's fault. It's just the way society is moving because of the fast-speeding technology. And so because of everything speeding up, a lot of times this generation doesn't have time to slow down and reflect. And I think it's that reflection that you look back to that really pulls, like you said, the roots and the grassroots and really what was good and what was true and what was pure. And that's what the Lord says to think on. Think on the things that are good, pure, and true. And those are things to meditate on. And so I really think it's the, I think what you shared with us back in February is important for our audience to hear, and I'd like for you to touch on it if you would. We were talking about how, you know, you didn't plan to be where you're at right now, but for whatever reason, the Lord put you there. And there's a little motto we have all been using within our own little circle, which is prosper where you're planted, that the Lord can use you wherever you're at. So share with us a little bit about how you're doing that at the radio station and how you're making a mark as Myra for the Lord.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, I do think that bloom where you planted or prosper where you planted is the idea, because if you're always looking outside, and creative people are known for this, whether you're, you know, an artist, whatever genre or music, or you paint, you draw, or create these gorgeous buckles, Trace Rios, by the way. And, you know, creative people have a tendency to look outside of themselves for the happiness. Well, I'll be happy when I, you know, come and win the lottery, or I'll be happy when I move over there, and then I'll be happy and settled in my mind. It's like, no, it's an inside job. Happiness comes from within, and knowing that your steps are ordered by the Lord. And Vicki, you and I, and I'm sure Becky too, and Donna Lynn, if you read this, I know I've seen Vicki post it on Facebook, Jesus Calling. I've glanced at it today. And trust me, one day at a time, this keeps you close to me, is what Sarah Young wrote for the day. This is for March 18th is what I'm looking at. Because it really, I opened up to that, and I thought, yes, it's a trust. So here I am, I'm thinking, I've got records myself being played on the radio. Yesterday, I get a playlist from a fellow in Texas, from a fellow DJ, and I'm thinking, he sends it to me every week, and sometimes I'm on under the country, traditional, whatever, and I look, and it's mixed in with all the big stars, and it really makes you feel like, oh, you know, not really what I used to. Because it's really no big deal, but anyhow, so I get down, and I was kind of like, eh, who cares? So I wasn't playing them this week. And then I get to the gospel section of it, and there I was. He was playing with my gospel
record. Oh, my gosh. That is so awesome, Myra. This is Vicki, and you're talking about Jesus Calling. Jesus Calling was actually a gift from my dear sweet sister, Donna Lynn Quintana, that she gave me several years ago. And I read it over and over again. And then one more thing that I think you touched upon that I believe is so important. You were talking about what if. You know, I have just firmly stood in the belief that it's not about what if, it's about what is. And we have the capability to make each and every day that what is day in our life or someone else's. So, you know, gosh, Myra, this is great visiting with you.
Yeah. Well, it's so great that this book, I mean, I swear I have, I played that song today, John Michael Montgomery, and I swear, you know, so I start, and I also played She's Gone Country, so I walk out with all these melodies in my head, and I sing as much, I think, as I talk to people. So if I just go off on a song, just say, oh yeah, that's her, she's that what she does. But on today it was trust me in every detail of your life and nothing is random. And I thought, I was laying in bed the other day and I thought, I get the yeah buts disease, I call it. So I'm laying there and I have to get up before or whatever, go up the station. Yeah, but oh, God gives me a vision for something, you're gonna do this, and this, and this. Yeah, but I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too broke, I'm too yeah, but yeah, yeah, but I'm this and that. And then it's like, okay, and that's what the difference, I think, is. That's a kind of a, you know, he kicks us in the butt with a big old cowboy pointed cowboy boot and says, you are going out there. You are going to do great things, and you are going, and I have a reason for you with my mouth running like it is, as you can see, because there are people that say, oh, my gosh, we hadn't thought of that lately, and I'll interject stuff about, you know, faith, and I say, have faith in God, keep on keeping on. It's how I always sign off. And I just keep throwing it out there, every little bit. I push the envelope as far as I can without getting fired.
Yeah. You know, this is Becky, and we're going to take a quick commercial break. But before we go to break, I pushing the envelope, and the way you sign off, I love it, because when I worked at the radio station up here, Coyote used to always say, enjoy your day and don't stress out too much. He used to say something like, you know, don't fret, none of us are getting out of here alive anyway. So it's kind of his way of saying, you know, don't stress. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue with Myra Pierce.
ForRadio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org. Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I am here with my beautiful, beautiful co-host, Vicki Christensen, and my other beautiful, beautiful co-host, Donna Lynn Quintana, and we are visiting with the most awesome Myra Pierce, who has just been a pleasure so far this half hour, and so I just want to welcome everybody back to the show. Donna Lynn, you doing good over there?
I am. I'm just enjoying this. It's really girl, you know, girlfriend stuff.
yes, it is. And Myra, you were talking before the break about how in your position where you're at, we were talking about where, you know, prospering where you're planted and being able
right.
to show your love of God in whatever realm that you're in. And you made the comment that you push the envelope as much as you can. And it's, you know, it's so funny, I think, that, you know, this day and age that we actually have to push the envelope to just be able to share our faith when, you know, so many others have the freedom to do that without hindrance of prejudice or bias or, you know, to me it's just so lopsided in our country today with that. And that's really kind of at the heart of why the three of us decided we needed to go on the air with She's Gone Country, because we wanted a platform where, and I'm sure you know, and I don't know if a lot of the audience knows, you know, if you're a 501c corporation and a nonprofit, you're really, really, and Donna Lynn can attest to this, you're really still quite a bit under the control of what you can and can't say in order to keep your tax-exempt status as far as your faith goes and your religious beliefs. So I didn't want to go that route, and I wanted to have a platform where the guests that I bring on the show, if it was their choice and they had something to share that was in their heart about their faith, that they would have an open platform to do that, because really, anymore, all we have left is our voice. And our voice, you know, and this is where I'm going to get on my little soapbox for a minute, and I think you know where I'm going with this. You know, if God lives and dwells in us, and Aunt Vicki does, because I was telling her this on Sunday, if God lives and dwells in us and we're lovers of God, and he spoke the world into existence, we have that same authority. We have that same power. We have that same voice. And that's all we have left. And when things get tougher, that's all we'll have then. And so I think there's a lot of folks out there, especially in the Western realm and the country way of life, that have a message that they want to share and have something on their heart that they want to share regards to their faith. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. We are the minority, and the nonprofits are under the microscope big time right now. You've heard the news, and I have to play the news. I have to, you know, every hour and every half hour. I don't know, and I get so tired of listening to it, but we are really under persecution and the Christian as Christians we really are. And so, yeah, it's a shame we have to push the envelope and the mother church of country music being the Grand Ole Opry, goodness sakes. And I will play a lot of the older stuff, which I do have that freedom and I'm thankful for, at least up to this point until you until this show comes
right
out. So I just feel that it's my duty and it's my calling. And I am a mother now, and I do have, you know, that I've raised a couple girls, and I've got a lot of opinions. So, for instance, today, girl, cowgirlies, I said, I played this song, Somebody Said a Prayer, Billy Ray Cyrus. And I played the new one, new music by Matthew Hagee, whose father is a minister, right, from San Antonio,
yes.
John Hagee. And I played, he has a new one out called I Don't Want to Get Adjusted. Well, it just popped up on my log, and I said, yeah. So I played that with Somebody Said a Prayer, Billy Ray Cyrus. And then when that ends, I say, you know, Billy Ray said in a little blurb somewhere that he felt all evil and I broke out in his family. And I have been kind of, you know, I've been kind of upset with him that I said on air several times, you need to take that kid out behind the barn and straighten her out. I don't care if she's 21. I don't care if she's 31 or 41. You know, she's going to get, you know, she needs to get straightened out. And like the old Jimmy Dickens, so I got my education out behind the barn. And I mean it in the real way, not the way they do now. So I'll get on a rant, and I just get on it, and I say, this is ridiculous. You only have one reputation. Lasts you a lifetime. One chance, one shot at it. What is wrong with it, that kid, you know? And
well,
it's sad. It's really
and
sad.
You know,
but
it's
I do
funny
get on
because,
my rant.
Well, and it's funny because a lot of times if you listen to interviews of actors and actresses in Hollywood or even, you know, mainstream artists,
mm-hmm.
when you ask them why they became an actress or an actor, they'll tell you they wanted influence, and they have that influence. And so, you know, they don't even – sometimes I don't even think they have a clue what they really – you know, that influence, what how detrimental it is to our future generations and just this whole anything goes and what feels good is good. And it's just unfortunate. I'm a firm believer. I remember a few lickings behind the barn. What about you, Vic? What about you, Donalyn?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You know what? This is Donalyn. And Myra, you know what? You are so, it's just so refreshing to visit with you again. And it's so wonderful because Western Wishes is at a juncture where we may change our tax status to faith-based. And we have prognosticators saying, oh, don't you dare do that. That's, you know. And you know what we're saying? Bring it. You know?
Yeah.
It's almost, you know, bring it. Because we know that with God for us, who can be against us?
Mm-hmm.
And I just really, I really believe that all of us are talking at this time for a reason, and I think that it's amazing how God positions us at certain times. So 10 years ago, I wanted to celebrate our 10-year anniversary for Western Wishes, and God says, no, you're going to wait another 10 years. Well, He expanded my area of influence exponentially in those 10 years. So it's amazing how God brings us all together for a reason, for such a time as this. And I'd really like to visit with you more, Myra, because of some Nashville projects we're doing and because we need a writer like Alyssa to finish our 20th anniversary. So let's get back to you, Myra.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Donalyn. And what you do makes me cry. I mean, I could just – I do just tear up when I think about Western Wishes, and I follow it, Allison, ever so closely. And she would be totally honored to write. And I have a little, like I said, Marissa down there in Nashville would be happy to help out anyway, doing anything you want to do. So I would, be
Myra,
happy,
I wanted
happy
to ask
you
again, because I don't know if our listeners got that. What is the name of the 92.7 FM? What's the name of the radio show?
That's it's Myra in the Morning. It's,
okay.
And it's 92.7 KORT. And it's today's country, mixed in with whatever I want to do.
Good.
God's country.
Okay, good, good,
God's
good.
Country.
And can we access it on the internet?
We're actually working on putting together a website for him here shortly. And at this point, no, but hopefully that'll change. So.
Okay.
Well, and Myra, you do have, though, I did notice, this is Becky, and for our listeners out there, you can still follow her. She has her personal Facebook page, but she does have her Myra in the Morning Facebook page as well, and she's pretty good. She keeps up pretty up to date. I've taken a few things and shared a few things off of her page.
Oh, okay.
So I would definitely recommend going and liking her page and supporting her and everything that it is that she's doing, because she's blessing those in her area and her circle of influence. Myra, I had a question for you, and it kind of goes backwards a little bit, because it was something I was thinking about earlier when you first were sharing about your girls, and something that I noticed as well. And I think all of us that have kids, you know, sometimes we have one child. If we're like Aunt Vicky, she has Brett, and that's her only child. And so they work together in the business realm of what they're doing. So you have two kids. I have two kids and three stepkids, you know, Donalyn has her children, and every family has a unique dynamic, and there's usually at least one child in the family that you connect with, that you are most like. Or you could be unique like me and be a lot like my Aunt Vicky more than my dad. No, different things like that. But you have the blessing of being connected to both of your girls in unique giftings. I mean, you have your daughter who is Miss Rodeo Montana, that you have that side that you are very close and walking with, and then you have your other daughter who's a musician as well. How fortunate, and tell us about that. What has that been like to be able to share your giftings with both your kids equally?
Oh, thank you. It is exciting. It's more than I could have ever imagined. I used to just, you know, when I was you remember when you were first pregnant, oh boy, I said, God, I'll never ask for another thing. Just give me a healthy baby. A list of 1,000,000,000 things after that, right? And then another one comes along 10.5 months later. So I've got everybody beat. And that second one is down in Nashville, Marissa Kay. I named her after John Wayne's daughter. I worked at the Alamo Village in Texas on that movie set and got to, you know, be very close with the Shahan family. That's down in Brackettville. It was John Wayne, you know, the movie The Alamo was in, filmed there. So I was really, really into that when I was having my baby, so named her after John Wayne's daughter. And I said, she's going to be a big star, Lord, and I'll never ask for another thing. And so it's funny what we do. But, yeah, and I actually see this. I see the gifts that they, you know, have received from the Lord, that they just inherit something, or, you know, so maybe one thing, the other one does other things. They have their talents that God gives them. I think the one thing that kind of hurts me is that I want them to know that I've been there, done that. So when I do say, hey, what about this or what about that, that they would actually, and they do, they usually do, but then they're I'm like, no, listen, Mama Myra, I know it's best. You know, because
Yeah. Those
are roll or are going to be all right. Well, I asked, you know, Marissa to choose an old-timey song when she tried out for The Voice, and instead, you know, Leanne Rimes had just suggested she sing something else. And I'm like, well, you too, Leanne Rimes, that over your mother. And so if she'd have picked, probably make it through the night, you know, something like that, some old-timey, I said, even an old Loretta or something, they'd probably, whoa, that's cool. Something, you know, but anyhow, so there you go. And I do appreciate you asking. It's great, the two girls, it's great that I've had the ability. I stayed home and raised them on the ranch and raised good horses and kids, and they were, you know, run around the barn with the kitty cats and their mules and dogs, puppy, the whole thing. And so it's worked out well so far, and I appreciate it. And God's been really good to me, and I'm so, so blessed, absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And, Vic, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what a blessing. You know, our children are, you know, we always have that mama's heart, so you know, all of us understand completely, Myra, when it comes to our kids. And, you know, that's a mother's heart, and that's what God put in our hearts. And, you know, what a great blessing. I feel very blessed. I get to work with my son, my beautiful daughter-in-law, and I get to see my precious grandson almost every single day. So, you know, I, as a mom, I couldn't ask for anything more, and so happy that we have this blessing to work together. So, you know, Becky, you're close to your kids, Donalyn. You know, you work very close with JJ and Lee, and you know, over in Australia, you know, you and Lee are inseparable. How neat is that?
I know. You know, you guys are so blessed. This is Donna Lynn. I cried halfway across the Pacific saying goodbye to my little grandson, little Grant and Lee. But you know what? I just feel like God has a plan for all of us, and at some point we're all going to be back together. But I'm so proud of my kids. And Myra, I can't say enough about. We're really into country music with Western Wishes, or music period, Christian contemporary as well. So I really want to reconnect with you, Myra, again, because you're in the Northwest. And where is Grangeville? Where I can't remember where that is. I used to live in Caldwell, but where is that area?
Okay, Grangeville is about an hour from Lewiston, up on the Camas Prairie.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, we have the Border Days, 102 years of rodeo. I bet the Christensen brothers were up here at one time. But the rodeo stock, it's a big PRC rodeo. And then we have Ray Brothers Saddlery. They're well-known and have been around for 100 years. Everything around here is 100 years ago, so I fit right in.
I love it. I love it. Well, we are going to take a quick commercial break,
okay.
And when we come back, we're going to wrap up with Myra Pierce. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Grace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Grace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at traceriosilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I'm here today with my co-hosts, Becky Christensen and Donna Lynn Quintana, and we have spent the last 45 minutes or so visiting with our wonderful and most beautiful guest, Myra Pierce, and we've just been blessed by hearing all the things that she's doing and the ventures that she's been on. And she's a former Miss Rodeo Washington. She is a DJ and radio personality on KORT Radio in Grangeville, and she's a singer and a songwriter, a mother, a cowgirl. She does it all. So welcome back, Myra. I am glad that you have been able to join us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Becky. It's my pleasure. I'm so honored to be here with you girls. I've had more fun. I'm still running on that caffeine high from being at the radio station all morning.
Oh, well, we're about, oh, I don't know, 10 minutes away till we have to wrap it up. So, the hours always go so fast each week. You know, we always think, what are we going to talk about? But it's amazing, you know, there's always enough time to talk country and Western way of life. And we're never short on words because it's just so rich and means so much to us. So, the question I have for you going into this last 10 minutes, you know, we've talked a little bit about your past and your children and the radio show and what you're doing now. Tell us a little bit about where you see yourself in the future and obviously we know the Lord, you know, directs our steps and you'll go wherever he goes, but tell us a little bit of the insight of what you envision.
Well, thank you for that. I always want to say, God gives us the desires of our heart. And they wouldn't be in there, that longing to go do more and be more for the Lord is in there because he put that in us. So I find myself going this, and I have to slow down a little bit because it's like, I'm not doing enough. And then I think about you, Donna Lynn, when you're doing with Western Wishes. Oh, my gosh, it blows my mind. And so much more can be done for the kingdom of God through our music, through the radio shows, with
television, everything. We need to be bold and stepping out there all the time, like you with this show. I'm so proud of you girls, all of you. And the Christensen family was so good to me when I was a rodeo queen, and I'll never forget it, because there were other stock contractors, by the way, that weren't. I won't name names. They like to see rodeo queens get bucked off. I'm sure you might know what I'm talking about. Anyway, aside from that, I just kind of keep on keeping on with walking with the Lord and listening, having an ear. You're listening. What's he saying here? Because this can all grow. Everything we're doing with radio right now, it's just going to explode. And everybody's kind of, I don't know anymore, I'm not liking that. Well, what do we even bother? It's the end times. I'm like, get with it. Don't retire. Get on fire. Stay fired up. I mean, if not us, who? If not now, when? You know, so that's kind of my thing. And I know he's taking us places we've never been on this earth right now, and I'm so excited to see where he is leading me and all of us, because this is just the beginning, girls.
Absolutely, Myra. Amen to that.
Yes. Thank you, man.
I believe that, and I think the Lord has just divine interventions and purposes and meetings and connections, and he says very clearly, you know, pray, you know, expand our territory, Lord. And I think that even in our, just as you, for instance, on the radio show each morning, you may not ever know who it is you're touching, but who's listening. But you never know just by your sign-off, keep on keeping on. You never know who you're touching on that. And
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're called to do, is to plant the seeds and let him water those seeds and watch them grow. So I think it's great that, you know, you do what you can do where you're at with what you have to share in loving on people the way God wants us to love on people. I think it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So do you see yourself expanding that radio station? Or, you know, tell us a little bit about Grangeville in itself and what that, because I know on your Facebook page I see a bunch of different interviews that you've done and entertainers that have come on. You know, what's it like working in the country industry right now with the different types of entertainers that are out there?
Well, it's really, really fun, Becky. And I had a little show called I've Got Montana, where I was interviewing lots of great country music stars. I am going to expand that again. I want to take it, you know, another step. I want to reach out a little bit further and engage more artists in the conversations that we have. And I've got some ideas about it. You know, everybody talks about their records, but I love stories. I want to hear your story. I want to dig deeper. So with my thing, it's going to be dig deeper, go deeper, and get people to share more. And like at first, like I'm kind of clammed up on the radio. I can't talk. You know, you guys, I want to ask you questions because, you know, everybody has their story. They want to share it, and people usually don't ever bother to ask. People don't ask
yep.
me a lot of questions during the day. I ask them,
yeah.
hey, how you doing, you know, but. So I would like to kick it up a notch, take it another step, and I will, and I am in the process, but. It's all fun and all in God's time. We'll see where it goes.
Well, I love it. I love it. Go ahead, Ann Vicki.
Well, I was just going to say, this is Vicki, and I, you know, reading over your artist bio, it really, really touches me that at the bottom there it says, it is Myra's hope you will take away the treasures of the American West and its soulful love of music and art when you return to the beautiful places you call home, your faith in God, and country refreshed. That pretty much says it all. That's beautiful, Myra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I just do love it. It's our fellowship of, you know, that we have in rodeo and all our camaraderie and all the love we have from, you know, and I'm really happy about social media. People start kind of bickering about things on there, but I just love the blessing from it. We have we're able to reach out. Look what we can do now, girls. I mean,
oh my goodness.
We can reach out to the world with the message that we couldn't before. I mean, my radio station may go so far, but that Facebook and all that what we're doing, and like your blog talk, that's all over the world. So praise the Lord.
Amen to that. And, you know, and another thing is and Donna, she'll attest to the fact that she is the resident cheerleader of, so Donna Lynn, you must ask her.
You know what I do want to say? I want to add to what Vicki said is what your quote when you said to choose to bless someone with the songs. Well, you did. You chose to bless through your songs, and I know that there are special songs that have. I know that people have come up to you and said you have blessed me today. So I really hope that Western Wishes can get you plugged into one of our
our dinners to raise money for state and regional chapters. So I just know that you will bless the people that are at that dinner. So I'd love for you to be a part of it, Myra.
Thank you. What a wonderful, awesome invitation. Yes, yes, I would love to. I accept. Thank you so much, Donalyn and girls. You're all so precious. And just what you're doing, I'm just amazed. I mean, I'm not. God's a good God. You know, he knows what he knows what it's all about. Sometimes I just remember the words trust, trust.
you're being obedient. And it's like, you know what, this is Donalyn. I just wanted to say, your obedience is paying off. People are saying yes. You know, it's about kingdom work. All of us are getting together, mm-hmm. and we're not being territorial at all. We're just saying it's about the kingdom. So God bless you.
Thank you. Wow. God bless you all, too.
Myra, I think you're the one thing, and maybe you don't see it, but I see it, and the short time that I've gotten to speak with you is, as much as you're gifted to, you know, talk and to sing and to write and all the things that you are gifted in, you know, the Lord's really using you in that personality of yours because you are so welcoming and so loving and so upbeat. And I have, I mean, in the times that I've communicated with you, I've never ever felt intimidated or that you'd be unapproachable, and that's what the kingdom needs, and that's what our faith needs, and that's what everybody in this genre, and that's a lot of the reason why, you know, blending the generations and bringing the, mm-hmm. the knowledge and the love of the West to the communities to help them to understand it is, you know, I think we've been given a bad rap of you know, being closed-minded and just old school and we have, you know, we're not relevant and we're not this and we're not that, when in actuality there's so much in us, and if you get down to the grassroots of it all, we all just love our Lord and we love our way of life and we want everybody else to love it, and you have a way of bringing it out in such a positive manner that it's infectious and contagious. So I hope that you're able to touch many, many, many that get a little bit of what it is that you have.
Thank you. Oh, the joy of the Lord. That's it. It's not about your circumstances. It's an inside job. Thank you.
Well, ladies, we are about a minute left, so I'm going to say to our audience, thank you for tuning in today with Myra Pierce, and I'm going to turn it over. I'm going to say goodnight to Donalyn and Vicki, and turn it over to Aunt Vicki to wrap it up.
All righty, girls. God bless you. Love you all. Great show. We're going to close it out with another lady that loves the Lord. This is Miss Crystal Lyons and a little cowgirl logic.
It was a T-ball game, a new experience for me. We were usually on the road during all the summer months, so hometown adventures as such were not our norm of experiences. Colt Wrangler was on one of the teams. While the other kids knew the ropes, Colt was placed outfield where it would take a miracle for a ball to wander out that far. Good thing, he faced backwards most of the time, more interested in what might be moving in the nearby woods than what was moving on the playing field. While the other kids and the parents were getting involved in the game, Colt was picking his nose, scratching his butt, sitting down eating clover. That's when I noticed it. That crummy feeling of embarrassment because my pride was being assaulted. I was actually becoming embarrassed because my boy wasn't one of the good players. Well, actually, he wasn't a player at all. Well, what's up with that? Who made sports the defining factor of someone's worth anyway? I began watching other parents and was embarrassed at how they responded to their children when, horror of horrors, they didn't play up to their parents' expectations. Every person is born with their own unique DNA. Within that DNA is a blueprint of who they are and what they like and what they're created for. We got to let our kids become who they were created to be and not try to shape them into whatever mold fits our personal agendas. And we've got to allow to have them, give them the freedom to fail and grow and develop. I made the choice that day to never allow society to dictate what my kids should be good at, but to encourage them to work hard at what they love. And that's when you see them shine. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org. Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
ForRadio.com.